They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, men and women making a difference right here in our own backyard and our community. And our next guest does just that, literally in our own backyards. As his name is Tim Maloney. He is the owner of Arizona Pool Fence, and he joins us in studio to tell us about his company. Tim, Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you guys. Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming down. And first of all, I want to congratulate you on a long, great career as a Phoenix firefighter. You retired, you said, about a year ago after, what, 25 plus years?
A little over 20 years, yeah.
Yeah. So obviously we appreciate what you did in that capacity. I would imagine your role as a firefighter in our community may have led to what you and your wife Gina started a few years back.
Oh, most definitely. I've been on 8 drownings, 7 near drownings, and it takes a toll on first responders. And so I wanted to try to make a difference. And so a little over 16 years ago, I couldn't sleep one night, and I decided, you know what, hey, I'm going to try to make a difference and get out there and educate. And started my fence business.
So you start this fence business. Obviously, a ton of pools in Arizona, so it's not a bad business to start. But how does a firefighter start a business? I know a lot of you firefighters do have side gigs, right?
Yeah, but of course.
How do you start a business from the ground up, building pool fences?
Well, I just couldn't sleep one night. I was up till like 2:30. I always would see these fences around. Then I started doing research on how drownings occur and why. And I just came up with a plan and started this business out of my garage, got my contractor's license, and just started, you know, one fence at a time, a few fences a week, and it just started growing. And we just took the next step and out of our garage, we just went into a storage area. But what instrumental, too, about our business and how we have grown and the passion we have behind this business is the drownings that I have been on. And our business has grown where it is today because of my wife, too, Gina. She runs the office. We call it the war room.
Right.
Because I'll tell you what, she does a job for three people in there, and she does one heck of a job, and I got to hand it to her, too, on the growth of this business.
Well, you guys have done a wonderful job and have grown it pretty big, and a lot of people have used Arizona Pool Fence to have their backyard safe and secure. You have two children yourself. You've seen the calls, like you said, as a member of the Phoenix Fire Department. Protecting our own is so important, and people, even very responsible, educated people, have had kids get out of their sight for even just a couple minutes, and that's all it takes.
Right, and if you remember the campaign years ago, just a few seconds.
Right.
It is just a few seconds. And you got to follow the ABCs of drowning prevention, which is adult supervision, barrier systems, and classes. So you teach your kids young to swim. Also, adult supervision, you got to have it there because you turn your back and literally a child can drop in the pool, you won't hear them, and you got to stay vigilant. And what we're doing now is we've got to we're a campaign year round, and I've teamed up with the United Phoenix Firefighters on Adopt a Fence program to have a year round campaign and try to get more funding to put these fences in where people cannot afford them.
You said you don't hear them. I'm going to tell you a real quick story. My son was probably a year and a half, 2 years old, but was pretty good in the pool. Didn't know how to swim 100%, but was good on this first step. So we were in the pool one morning early, swimming around right in the middle of summer, and he wouldn't get out. And I said, okay, Dad's getting out, right? So I literally stepped out of the pool, grabbed my towel from the chair, turned around, and he was down underwater. I didn't even hear.
Right.
he fell off the step. And I mean, I had him out in 5 seconds, you know, but still, oh, my heart raced. And I can see how quickly it can occur. We are visiting right now with Tim Maloney. He is the owner of Arizona Pool Fence. He and his wife Gina started this company years back and have grown it. He is a former firefighter as well. All right, let's talk about the different types of fences, because there's, I mean, for keeping just pets out, kids out, you can go hard wrought iron, or they have those, the kind of the mesh look. I mean, there's a lot of choices.
Right. Originally, how I started the business is the mesh fence system, because a mesh fence system is a non-climbable fence. So the kids, they need their, at the ages of like 6 and under, they need leg strength, arm strength to get over a fence. So the mesh fence system doesn't allow them to use their legs, so they cannot typically, their body weight, they can't lift their body weight with their arms and get over the system. So that is one of my best sellers. But barrier systems of any type, like the wrought iron I sell, the pool safety nets that I just developed, our new pool safety net, and launched that a couple weeks ago. As long as you have a barrier system up or two layers of protection, like the self-closing doors that lead to the backyard.
Right. Okay, you know, the one thing I like about, as we continue our visit with Tim Maloney, owner of Arizona Pool Fence, I like the mesh, because when I do have an adult party, you know, like just adults or whatever, yeah, you can kind of take it down. It opens up the yard, and then you put it back up before the kids come back.
That's what's nice about that fence, too. And you have grandparents out here that only have their kids once in a while, and they like that option, too, to be able to take it up and down when they want and pop it back up to protect their grandkids.
Absolutely. All right, Tim, this is a great company that you run, and obviously very important here in the Valley. If people are interested, first of all, what's the process as far as like time? I mean, from they make the call to you, how quickly is a fence in their backyard?
Typically we can get a fence in within 2 weeks. We go out and do the estimate. We educate. The number one thing is we educate the parents about the products and about drowning prevention. So education is key, so they can make a really good decision on which product that they can use and would work for them.
All right, and so what's the best way to get? You got a website? And you got a
we
phone
got
number.
A website. We have a phone number. The website is Pool Fences in Phoenix or ArizonaPoolFence.com. The number is 602-840-5591. And, of course, my wife would be answering the phones, and we'll just take it from there and try to educate you, and hopefully we can prevent these drownings.
Tim and Gina Maloney, making a difference in our community. That's why they are today's Business Leader Spotlight, the owners of Arizona Pool Fence. Tim, thank you for allowing us to shine the spotlight on you. It's great work that you're doing. Keep it up.
You bet. Thank you very much. A little shout out to my kids, Josh and Lainey.
And, are they listening? Or are they in school?
I think they might be listening, sneaking and listening.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. That is Tim Maloney, the owner of Arizona Pool Fence. Friday's Business Leader Spotlight.